The inclusive language in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech may stand in stark contrast to the climate of political and racial divide in America. But this day, dedicated to Dr. King, is a good opportunity to honor others who have helped bring people together across race and class lines. Although he might not come immediately to mind, musician Dizzy Gillespie did just that. A new book by Anchorage author David Brown chronicles an 8-year friendship between the two men. Dizzy Gillespie united people around music and through his spiritual beliefs. In his book, Shadowing Dizzy Gillespie, Brown says he first heard the jazz legend at Blues Alley in Washington, D.C., and met him the same night.
Once Dizzy Gillespie got on stage with one bright light shining on him, he's holding that horn of his with the bell up, looks at the audience, and he said, "Gillespie's my name, and music's my game." I then, after about 2 minutes, realized this guy was a master musician. That was the beginning. And it was just one of the greatest trips I've ever been on. It was 8 years of spending time with truly one of the great musicians in the world.
Tell us about some of the experiences that you had with him.
He was extraordinary and in all good ways. A sense of humor that was just sensational, brilliant, a humanitarian, was always willing to share his musical knowledge. He was always willing to share any knowledge, particularly, of course, people that came to him asking questions related to music. He was a very sensitive person. By the time I met him, he had already been a member of the Baha'i faith. Just to give you an example, I could remember being with him at a Newport Jazz Festival, closed the Newport Jazz Festival. Now, usually it's the Jazz Festival is over. He was the last person to play on Sunday. There was a contingency of probably about 15, 20 Baha'i folks that were standing down by the fence at the Newport Jazz Festival. And he saw them standing there, got out of the van and walked out to the fence, had to spend at least a half hour chatting, answering questions, making people laugh. So he was an all-around guy. The first time I met him, when we ended our conversation, I said to him, "Would you mind if I didn't call you Dizzy and I called you John?" His name is John Burks Dizzy Gillespie. And he says to me, "Oh, yeah." He says, "I don't have a problem with that." Then he says to me, "You could call me anytime." He's always messing around with one-liners.
What do you think his influence on jazz musicians has been since the time that he played, both as a musician, but also as a black man in America?
One word, and then I'll go from there. Monumental. Highly, highly respected. He was just sensational in every way. It's difficult to break it down, but respected tremendously by the jazz community. And you know, you have to earn that. Dizzy's primary contributions was playing great standard jazz with big bands and small, in anywhere from trios to quartets. And then He makes this tremendous contribution where he brings on a genre called bebop jazz. Now, I know that most everyone that's a jazz fan out there knows precisely what I'm talking about, but the average person has to understand everything moved up in speed, tempo, the whole nine yards. If you know, listen to bebop jazz, you'll know it's extraordinarily difficult to play. And then he always had a love for the island of Cuba. And Dizzy was a great dancer. So he really brought the Latin Cuban sounds to American jazz. I mean, between those two contributions, I mean, I don't know anyone else that's offered as much as he offered to the genre.
Mm-hmm. Anchorage resident David Brown is the author of Shadowing Dizzy Gillespie. Gillespie would have been 100 years old in October. He died in 1993. Shadowing Dizzy Gillespie is available on Amazon. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org. Here's the legendary maestro playing Manteca.